Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It is always great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, it is great to chat once again. I don't know how many people I've talked to from the past weekend that enjoyed The Debaters, the two nights last week at the Avon Theater. Huge success.
I'm so glad. I was there too, and it was hilarious. I had a fabulous time.
Oh, that's great. And more celebrations happening with Stratford Festival, honoring a Stratford Festival icon, if you will.
Yes, we had our Legacy Gala, and we honored Lynn Cario this week. This was our 10th Legacy Gala. We have had, the festival started the careers of so many incredible performers. This time it was Lynn Cario, and his may be a name that people don't know as well as some of our others, like Christopher Plummer and William Shatner and Maggie Smith, but Lynn is, since 2002, must be 2010, he's been on Blue Bloods, CBS opposite Tom Selleck, who gave a video toast to Lynn at the celebration.
Oh, wow.
But, the most important thing, I think, about Lynn is that he created some of the most important musical roles on Broadway. He originated Sweeney Todd,
yeah,
for example. The very first one ever of that incredible musical, and also Friedrich in A Little Night Music.
Okay, there you go. And certainly folks will remember his performances at Stratford Festival. I certainly remember his performance as Prospero in The Tempest, and that was just an incredible performance, an incredible costumes and setting for that particular production.
And he started out here in the 1960s. He was a big John Hirsch was a huge fan of his. He was from Winnipeg, and he got him to he gave a recommendation to Michael Langham to bring him here as a young actor. And he did a number of seasons in the 1960s, then he went off and became very famous on Broadway. And then in the 1980s, the festival was at a really difficult time, and very difficult time. And John Hirsch asked if he would come back, and he did. And he did these seasons, like you said, as Prospero, as Petruchio in Taming of the Shrew, as Coriolanus, very famously, Brutus in Julius Caesar. He really helped bring people back to Stratford and rejuvenate the place, and mentored a lot of younger actors. So he was a huge influence here at Stratford, and it was just wonderful to be able to toast and celebrate him.
I think these are great ideas each and every year to celebrate these great actors with Stratford Festival. So we've got more shows opening. The buzz, my gosh, Ann, about the show 1939.
What a meaningful, beautiful show, and also very, very funny. But, you get some sugar with your medicine. It is, you learn so much about the residential school system, but in a way that is not just informative, but also it really gets you in the gut, but it also, you have some laughs along the way, and I'm having a lot of trouble summing it up because it's just one of those powerful, incredible plays, and we are so fortunate that Jenny Lauzon and Caitlin Reardon were able to write this play, and that we have such an incredible cast delivering it. I really urge you to try to get tickets to see that. And another play that it has incredible buzz is Death on the King's Horseman. I can't tell you the number of people who've come up to me because it opened just a little bit longer ago than 1939, a full week ago. And people are saying to me how much they loved it, how powerful it was. People at the gala were coming up to me to say, wow, that Death and the King's Horseman. So a couple of shows there that I think people should really get their tickets to. And people are laughing their heads off at The Miser, too. What a fun show that is.
Absolutely. We chatted with Lucy Peacock this week. Of course, Lucy Peacock is getting ready for Heart and Home, hosted by Lucy Peacock. This is a very special fundraiser for Pal Stratford. That's happening this Monday evening at the Stratford Festival at the main stage. And Lucy talking about how the audiences are loving The Miser.
Loving it. And the PAL fundraiser is always such an incredible event every year. Get your tickets to that as well. And we have one more poor show to open, which is Hamlet 911, such a fabulous show. It's been playing in previews, but it has had a number of performances canceled because of COVID, but including its opening night twice, which is so unfortunate. But this is a great show. Please go see it. It's about Hamlet. It's about the Stratford Festival. It's about the old days and the new days, and I strongly urge people to see it. I just loved it.
Okay, so there is so much happening. And speaking of tickets, this is your opportunity to score tickets to incredible performances at Stratford Festival for as low as $24, but only for a limited time. So what you got to do is go to stratfordfestival.ca/radio, calling it the Farewell to Summer Sale. It has something for everyone, but it's only on for a very limited time. Starts today, September 15th, only goes through till September 17th, so you got to act fast. This is a special Farewell to Summer Sale. Again, tickets for as low as $24. Visit stratfordfestival.ca/radio. So that's another good thing right there, Anne.
It is. It's at this time of year, if you can pick up a bargain, why not do it? I was trying to get tickets to one show for people last weekend, and I couldn't believe how sold out they were. But there are lots of other opportunities. So if you've gone to the website and been disappointed, don't give up. You can get inexpensive tickets now, and there is lots of opportunity in most of the shows.
You bet. Keep checking in stratfordfestival.ca and check out stratfordfestival.ca/radio for some great Farewell to Summer Sale savings. Anne Swartfeger with Stratford Festival. Thanks so much, Anne.
So good to talk to you. Thank you, Jamie.
There you go.